Jean-Remy Monet, founder of the Black Theater Troupe of upstate New York and a great friend of the Hudson Mohawk magazine. He's with us today to talk about his new production at Capitol Rep. You're a very busy man right now. And we spoke earlier in the year when you did Top Dog Underdog. I thought it was terrific. And you also introduced me to Michael Lake, a yes. wonderful actor who then I interview on Hudson Mohawk Magazine as well.
Okay.
And I know that you've done another play, I think, at Union College.
Yeah, I just closed one Sunday. I directed it for them. It was a Union College production. I've been working with the local colleges the past few years. I work with Siena College, and I directed for University of Albany last November, which is where I met Alex, who was in Top Dog. And this month, last 2 weeks, I had a show directed for Union College, Sweat by Lynn Nottage. And then that one closed this past Sunday.
And now you have another one opening on June the 1st.
Believe it or not what I wanted to do, because the person who was to direct Who Do Love, unfortunately, could not do it the last minute. And I could not find a director right away to direct Who Do Love, because I had already committed to direct Sweat for Union College. And now I ended up directing two shows at the same time. Yes.
Right. I mean, how do you get the energy? How do you manage to direct two shows at the same time?
I mean, I was lucky. It was two plays that I love. I had two great cast and crew and stage manager. And so it made it much easier. It made going to rehearsal, you know, really, really fun. So I think of the positive thing done me being tired. So it was fun driving to Schenectady, because I know that I was going to be with some good people. So it was not a problem. Now, if you tell me, how do I keep up with two scripts? Because there are times that I pick the wrong script when I'm looking for act two, scene one in the wrong script.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, literally, that happened. I'm with one play, and then I'm looking for something on scene one. I said, where is that? I know I just saw it. Where is it? But just for 10 minutes later, I realized that this is the wrong script. That's a Union College script. Okay.
Fun. Well, this new production, because you're doing this at Capitol Rep, that's where you're in yes. residence. You're doing a Who Do Love, really an interesting piece of theater.
Well, that's a play that's really, by the way, when you say Who Do Love, it sounds like you say Who Do You Love?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll say
no, not you, anybody.
Who Do Love?
Who Do as in voodoo.
You can't stop directing.
Oh, exactly.
No, okay, so you've got a new production for Who Do Love.
Who Do Love, yes.
Which is an American play written by Katori Hall.
It was, the playwright is Katori Hall. She has so many plays that I want to do, but I'm doing this one. And then one of the plays that I'm doing next season is also by her. Voodoo is a religion. Coming from Haiti, if you're from New Orleans, Louisiana, if you're from certain part of in the United States, you will know what voodoo love is. And I grew up in Haiti. Everybody knows what voodoo is. Not everybody practices it, but everybody knows what voodoo. There is a saying in Haiti that Haiti is 80% Catholic, 10% Baptist, and 10% everything else, and 100% voodoo.
Okay. Well, they're sort of embracing the whole community, isn't it?
Yeah. So everybody knows about voodoo, but not everybody practices it. So I know about voodoo, of course. I don't practice it, but I know about it. Who Do Love, it's a play, you know, where people, you may be in love with somebody, and then when you try to keep him or her or them for yourself, and sometimes the only way to keep them home with you, keep them to yourself, is to have some voodoo spell. So, yeah, voodoo spell. And that can be good, it can be bad, it can turn really bad, and it can turn really good, you know. You know, you can make people your slave by doing a spell, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. The story set in 1933 in Memphis.
In Memphis, it's about a young woman who's from the cotton field in Mississippi, and she went on a journey to become a blues singer. It's not a musical, but that's her dream, to be a blues singer. And during her journey in Memphis, and she met Ace of Spades, a young man, fell in love with him. But the young man, that's what he does. He's singing, he's performing in every town. He's meeting new women, having babies all over the corner. This time he got his man. That's where hoodoo love comes in, and I don't want to say too much.
Is there any singing at all in it?
There is some singing, yeah. There is some blues singing, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's great. Who are your actors? Have you found some wonderful actors again? You certainly have a knack for that.
Almost every show that I do, I have to have at least one new person who've never done this before. And in this show, the young lady who played Tulu, she is a very talented, brand new actress, never been on stage before. She called me and she said that she'd like to come to audition. Then I checked her on Facebook. Everybody was so excited for her. Go for it. She came in. And I love that about people. I have to see the passion in your eyes that you really want to do it. You know, even if it's your first time, I'll work with you. And she came in and she is my Tulu, and she's doing great. Her name is Q, short for Qbila Sales. And Ace of Spades is played by Alex Heck, who was your younger brother in Top Dog Underdog.
Oh, it'd be nice to see him again.
Yeah, yep, he's in there. He's Ace of Spades. And then we have another actor that I've worked with a couple of times, very talented, who played a brother, Jib, Preston Edmonds. And then we have the candy lady who played a voodoo lady in the play. Her name is Josie Smith. Can I tell you something else? It's not a secret?
Yes, yes, yes. If it's a true secret.
A true secret, yeah. Josie Smith playing the candy lady, who's the voodoo lady, she is actually a voodoo lady in real life.
Cool. Realism, huh?
Yeah. And I don't always cast somebody just because they do something in real life and cast you. That does, you know, you have to be an actor, you know. I know people, sometimes I'm looking for somebody to play a lawyer. People say, oh, I know a lawyer. I say, no, I'm not looking for a lawyer. I'm looking for an actor who can play a lawyer. But Josie is talented. I've worked with her before many times. She's a real voodoo lady, and she's playing my voodoo lady in this play.
Well, now that's typecasting. Absolutely. That sounds
But she's good.
But you know, that's one thing about you. You pick exciting pieces of theater that I don't think are that widely seen. And they have a purpose.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I started a theater company, for many different reasons. Number one thing, I wanted to start the company to bring more diversity, to bring more people of color, specifically Black actors, but in general, more people of color on the local stage, because there wasn't enough of us on the local stage. That's one. Second, I wanted to do work written by Black playwrights, and people up here don't do enough of that. Okay, they're asking me, where do you get your plays, Remy? I said, where do you get your plays? The same place, the same place you get yours. They say, you know, you can get it too. If you're looking for it, if you want it, you'll find it. So I wanted to get to work, not just looking for actors, but looking for give opportunity to produce plays written by, you know, people of color. Third, I wanted to do work about social injustice, to educate people about our culture, about racism, about our struggle, fighting for equality for all. And those are the main three reasons why I started the theater company. And we are doing really well. We've put a lot of people out there. For example, just this past two shows alone, there's two brand new talented actors that the community can work with. And we've been doing that for every production we've done.
Not only are the issues important, they are just wonderfully entertaining. It's a true theater event.
That's the best way to educate people. Look, I learned most of my English and American history through theater. You know, it's great to learn something while you're having fun. You learn more. People don't realize it. They learn so much stuff on television, bad or good, but, you know, without a book in their hand. Don't get me wrong. I love books, but watching something on stage, you may not realize how much education you're getting because you're sitting there laughing, watching something, but that's something you know. I'm telling you a story about a culture, about voodoo, and then you didn't go there for that. You never know anything about Haitian voodoo or Louisiana. Now, suddenly, you learn so much more just by watching a play. Sometimes it could be very serious stuff. But me, knowing me, I always add something in it for you to have fun, whether it's from my music in the play, you know, just make it interesting. And that's what I do. I like to have fun, educate people at the same time.
This has been Andrea Cutler for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, speaking with Jean-Remy Monet of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York.